This is your Sunday Motivation for 114.18. Do you know that your introduction is just the very beginning of what your experience will be here on Anchor? Because it's truly through the collaborative interaction with other stations where you will truly shine and grow your station. Your introduction is important. It helps people understand what you're here for, what you're about. However, to truly explain how you think and what you are interested in, you need to go to other stations that you find of value and interact with the broadcaster and other communicators that are listening and commenting on that station. Use the comment section. Interact with the others. Interact with the broadcaster. Call in. Let them know you're interested in particular subject matter and perhaps provide additional input as to what they're talking about. Others will hear you. That will make additional friends and people want to follow you. Happens to me all the time. When you interact with others through echoes, through all types of interaction with other stations, you will find that your station will grow. And we look forward to helping you do just that. This is your Sunday Motivation. If you have any questions, hit me up. Looking forward to helping you today.
Hey, Avi.
Kevin Touch, my man. We are here for our Record with Friends on a Saturday at 3 p.m. And we're going it solo today, my friend.
Yeah, well, my anchor intro, Justin.
That's correct. We're going to talk a bit about how new Anchor members can take full advantage of some of the resources here on Anchor to get them noticed, to get other people to participate in their show. And for them to participate in the show, we want to give some quick tips on what can happen. And Kevin, you and David Dixon have established a very popular station that has launched as of this past week on Monday, the 8th. You guys went live. And tell us how it's going, because I experienced that it's going extraordinarily well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched January 8th, 2018. We've been averaging about 7 call-ins a day, so Monday through Friday. We have our weekly or daily contest where if you get the most listeners engagement on your call-in, we publish it the next day. And yeah, the community seems to be taking well with it. We have previous episodes of tips, tricks to get you settled into the feel of what we're looking for. As always, don't forget to echo, comment, and applaud. Get your friends involved and not only get the extra call-in for a day, but just see if you can find a new station. And I think that's the whole point is, you know, find a new station if you like. I've been seeing the comments. I got these people on the favorite list after that call-in, and we've been getting call-ins about how thank you for putting these call-ins. I would never have seen this person if it wasn't for us. So for me, that's what it's all about. Just try to get the favorite stations. Just try to get something. And if you can learn one thing out of this, it's just be open to whatnot and get your call-in heard for sure.
It's tremendous. And, you know, there's several benefits of having a station like this. Not just for the person calling in with their introduction, but people need to know how important it is to interact with stations, not just your own. You can come in here, you're an island, no one knows you exist until you start to collaborate and interact with other stations and other people. And there's many, many ways to do that. Number one, let people know that you meet who you are. Communicate with them. Don't go broadcasting what your station's about, but speak to them in your language. If you have a particular level of expertise and you could lend benefit to their content, you call in, you let them know. You don't have to go into everyone's station. You find those subjects that are interesting to you, and that's what you do. Now, it's not all about putting out content. It's about interacting with content. And it makes the content that exists on stations even that more valuable because you're helping to enhance that. You can even interact with other callers that call into stations through comments of their particular call-ins that get published. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of ways to interact and be part of a station without even having your own station at all.
Right. Now,
many people are here that just listen, but the value of Anchor is really, truly in the collaborative spirit of the radio station and the ability to interact. If it was just a podcast, it's probably not the best podcast in the world to be part of.
Right.
Right. But as far as the interactivity, it is the best podcast to be part of. That's the key. And many, many people try to evaluate Anchor as a platform that should be equated to some of the top podcasting platforms in the world. And while you do need to look at quality, you do need to look at your impact on other capabilities from audio, but you also need to look at what strengths are available in Anchor that may not be in some of these professional level podcasting platforms. And one of those is your ability to interact. Even if you are on a professional level podcasting platform, having an anchor station to be able to invite guests in to interact and then sending this information out to your other station gives you double impact and double value. So that's where I see it, KT.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think the engagement part of the anchor is so unique to this platform. The fact that you can even just listen. I mean, you don't have to even broadcast, but just listening to another person's content, giving them content by calling in or even a comment, it'll brighten their day, and it brightens my day every time I see that. So if you can kind of have the engagement level high and you kind of get the understanding that the podcast may not be the best, like you may not be the best podcaster, but if you're one of the greatest engagers, then it'll balance out. Or if you may not like the engagement so much, that's fine. Just give a comment. If you don't want to call in, that's fine. Just listen and then just try to interact in a way. And even offline relationships, it's pretty cool. It's definitely, it's a great, not only my Anchor original, but just all stations out there can do this. And I think that's great coming in for a newbie as well.
Absolutely. And you take full advantage of some of the other platforms. Instagram you use to help promote your Anchor stations
Yes.
and interact with your followers. I think it's tremendous that you do those Instagram stories, the live stream that you do. And it's terrific. These are all good things. I'm going to be talking to your partner, David Dixon, tomorrow. We're going to be having a record with friends, a brief one that is going to originate over on my Anchor intro. And we're going to talk about some other ways that we can help enhance and build upon your Anchor intro. So make sure that you get out to my Anchor intro, and that particular station is hot and heavy. Call in, listen to the particular advice that David and Kevin offer up as far as how to record your intro. And if you haven't recorded one yet, get it in there. And it will be a valuable resource for you. I'm certain it will. Fantastic stuff. Any other thoughts for us, Kevin, today?
No, I just want to say thanks, Ari, for giving us time to let us, tell us about my Anchor intro, David, tomorrow. Just a great platform, guys. Definitely just get your call in there, and we'll definitely be glad to publish it. And remember, just don't forget to echo, applaud, and go Eagles. I know you got a game pretty soon.
Got a big game coming up, and they are really, really looking forward to a win today. So I am as well, my friend, looking forward to it. KT, thanks so much as always, and I look forward to having a new guest on next week. If you're listening to this, remember, at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we invite you, if you're new to Anchor, and even if you're not, if you'd like to be a guest on this station and offer your insight as to how Anchor may have helped you, I'd love to hear from you, and Kevin would as well. Just call in during the week. Let me know you're available at 3 p.m. Eastern, and we'll make sure we call you and make that happen. So thanks again, Kevin. Have a great weekend, the rest of it, and go Eagles, brother.
You got it. Let's get it.